International Silver Company presents The Silver Theater, starring James Stewart and Jane Bryan in Misty Mountain, directed by Conrad Nagel. Brought to you on behalf of two of the greatest names in silverware, International Sterling, world-famous solid silver, and 1847 Rogers Brothers, America's finest silver plate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Conrad Nagel welcoming you to the 17th of the new series of Silver Theater Dramatic Productions. Among the many brilliant stars to be presented in future weeks are Loretta Young, Andrea Leeds, John Garfield, Lee Tracy, Shirley Ross, and others. Today and next Sunday, we're proud to present Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's talented James Stewart and the gifted young Warner Brothers actress Jane Bryan in Misty Mountain, an original drama by Grover Jones and True Boardman. And now the lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on the first act of Misty Mountain, starring James Stewart as Rusty Lane and Jane Bryan as Mary Lou Masters.
Standard Airways, Flight 9, Albuquerque to Los Angeles, leaving from gate number 2. All passengers aboard, please. Flight 9 now leaving.
Did you make any changes in the flight plan, Rusty?
Just one. We go over Rex City at 8,000 instead of 10,000. That way we ought to miss that headwind. Passenger all aboard? Come on, let's go.
Frank?
Young man, are you the pilot of this plane?
Yes, ma'am. You go ahead, Elmer, and get this started.
Right.
Well, you see, this is my first trip by plane, Captain, and, well, it won't be too bumpy, will it?
Well, I don't think so, ma'am. The weather looks very good, and if I see any bumps up in the sky there, I'll just fly around it. Well, I hope you enjoy the trip, madam.
Thank you. All passengers fastened safely,
though. All set, Elmer?
All set.
Good. Lane in Standard Flight 9 calling the tower. We are ready to taxi for takeoff.
Tower to Lane in Flight 9. Go ahead. Taxi to North Runway. Take off northeast to southwest. Wind is southwest 12.
Okay. Did you test the radio, Elmer, both day and night frequencies?
Yeah.
You know, you should have been with me today. You know where I went? I went out to an Indian reservation.
Indian reservation?
Yeah.
And for what? Honest, you're the get-aroundinest guy. Did you ever take an hour off and just do nothing? Give that curiosity of yours a rest.
Oh, well, I... Whiz, those motors sound swell since the overhaul, don't they?
Yeah.
Calling the tower, Lane and Flight 9. We are ready for takeoff.
Okay, Flight 9. No traffic in area. That's all. Clearing Flight 9 from Albuquerque. Go ahead.
Okay.
You see, Elmer, about those Indians, they've got this ceremony. It's something to do with the rain. It's a new version of the Lamb of Wharf, only you have a rattlesnake for a partner.
A rattlesnake?
Wheels up.
Wheels up. Did you say rattlesnake?
Yeah, I said rattlesnake.
Thanks, I'll sit that one out.
Switch to the beam, Elmer.
Right.
Wow. How's that? Off the ground exactly on schedule.
You know, you're going to be 2 minutes late someday, and the sky's going to fall in or something. You're the on-timinest guy.
Well, how else can you run an airline? Now, with everything on schedule, we can just settle down to a nice, pleasant flight. Calm and uneventful.
Except, of course, for Misty Mountain.
Elmer, you're a mind reader.
Look, Rusty, some of these days, talking to that gal's going to get you in Dutch. You know the rules about communicating with private individuals on the plane's equipment.
Will you stop worrying? In the first place, I talked to that girl on Misty Mountain on the emergency transmitter, and the ground station is tuned to our regular equipment. And in the second place...
you're just plain balmy.
Balmy? What do you mean, balmy? A beautiful girl's voice comes out of nowhere. A girl I've never seen, and she talks to me not once, but 100 times. And I don't know, she gets to be sort of a landmark on the flight. Not talk to her. What do you mean? Of course I'll talk to her.
And what about Helen Marshall? Just because she's in Honolulu, you needn't...
There's nothing to do with Helen.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. But when a guy's practically engaged to the daughter of the boss and then takes a chance of losing her...
Losing her? Now, look. Now, Helen's my girl. She may even get married. Mary Lou, on the other hand, is just a voice out of nowhere. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all she'll ever be. Hey, we're off the beam, you know that.
We're off the beam? If anybody's off beam, it's a guy called Rusty Lane. And I'm not talking about airplanes.
There she is, Elmer. Good old Misty Mountain.
Now, Rusty.
Now, we better report. Show that switch.
Lane in Standard Airways, flight 9, calling Las Vegas. Go ahead.
Las Vegas to flight 9. Go ahead.
Flight 9 over Misty Mountain at 9,000, climbing at 456, estimate bar low at 7,000 at 517. Go ahead.
Okay, flight 9.
Now, Elmer, switch the receiver over to night frequency.
All right.
You heard me. Now, what's your call letter again?
W6RX. I don't know.
Yeah, you know. Thanks, pal. Standard Airways, flight 9, calling W6RX2. Come in, please. Calling W6RX2. Come in.
Hooray, she's not there. Now, let's forget
it. W6RX2, back to flight 9. Hello, Rusty. Hello, Elmer. How are you up there today? Go ahead, flight 9.
Hello, Mary Lou. All right, Elmer, now say hello.
Oh, hello.
Don't mind him, Mary Lou. He's just his sunny disposition. Well, now, what's new on Misty Mountain? How's Mother McCree, huh? Did she have her pups yet? Go on, now, tell us the news. Come in.
Yes, Mother McCree did have her pups. 6 of them. And, Rusty, they are the cutest things you ever saw. There's nothing else new down here, though. Say, Rusty, where are you up there anyway? I'm looking out the window and I can't see. Oh, there you are. The plane just came over the top of the peak. You know, it looks as if it was made of gold with a sunset on the wings like that. How fast are you going? Go ahead.
Well, we're going about ground speed of 180, I guess. But now, Mary Lou, now look, there are a lot of questions I want to ask you. Now, where are you down there? Now, tell me where your house is. Are you ahead of the plane or behind, or left or right? You know, I checked with the post office department, and there isn't a town on Misty Mountain, not even a village. So where do you live down there? Now, tell me. Come in.
Are you sure I'm here at all? Maybe I'm just a voice with no girl to go with it.
Oh, no, you're not. Hey, I'll bet I can even describe you. Now, let's see, you're
6'3", you got a pug nose, 3 warts on your chin, bow legs, and you wear a wig. And anyway, who cares?
That was Elmer. I just threw him out of the airplane. He doesn't approve of my talking to you. He says, I'll get fired and you'll lose your license if we're caught at it. But now go on, now tell me about you. Who are you? Now, what are you doing on Misty Mountain?
You'll never know. I'm signing off now, Rusty. 73 is for today. Give my love to the angels up there. Good night, Rusty. Night, Elmer. W6RX2 signing clear.
Hi, but Mary Lou. Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. Mary Lou.
Da-da-da. Now, shut up.
So she's just a voice.
Yeah. Elmer, what do you suppose she does look like?
What do you care? Helen's your girl.
Oh, sure she is. Well, that just doesn't stop a guy from being curious, does it?
Oh, is that what you call it?
Now, pipe down.
Sure. Mary Lou.
Standard Airways, flight 9, Albuquerque to Los Angeles has just arrived. Passengers now disembarking gate number 2.
Rusty, in case you're interested, we have a rove, as the grammar books say, and the passengers are out. Come on.
Okay.
What are you going to do tonight, Rusty?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, there's a movie in town all about pilots and airplanes. I thought we might go learn something about how it's done.
Hey, you know, that's not a bad idea. You know, wouldn't it be something if real flying was like it is in the movies? You know, I can just see you, the determined hero, driving his ship through a blinding storm, ceiling zero, visibility zero.
Brain zero.
Yeah.
There he is. Oh, Rusty.
Yeah, hey, it's her, Rusty. Your girl, Helen.
Helen? Well, she's in Honolulu.
Rusty. Oh, Rusty, darling. Well, stupid, aren't you going to kiss me?
Oh, well... Yeah, sure. Hello, Helen. How are you? Hello, Mr. Marshall.
Hello, Lane. Hello, Sloan.
Oh, darling, we came back ahead of time yesterday on the Clipper. Dad had business here, so I came back with him.
Yes, and I have to be getting at that business. Incidentally, Lane, I have some plans for you that I think you'll find interesting. But I'll let Helen tell you about them herself.
Oh, well, thanks, Mr. Marshall. Thanks.
See you both later.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Helen, what is this about plans?
Oh, not now. First, you're taking me to dinner, and later to a dance down at the beach club. And then, if you've been very attentive, perhaps I'll tell you what Dad has in mind.
Are you sure you won't be too cold out here, Helen? There's a wind blows in off that ocean.
No, I'm not cold. At least I wouldn't have to be.
What? Oh, yeah, that's...
Well, how's that?
Well, for a man I've come 2,500 miles to see, you're anything but demonstrative, darling.
Well, Helen, I know. I'm just surprised, that's all. It's swell to have you back.
Is it, Rusty?
You're my girl, aren't you?
How long have you been saying just that, Rusty?
Oh, I don't know. 3 years, I guess.
It's nearly five.
Is it? Is it 5 years?
Rusty.
Yeah?
You want to know Dad's idea?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, Standard's been planning to start regular service across the Atlantic for 2 years. Well, you're going east to be in charge of establishing terminal bases for the line.
What, me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Helen, that's swell.
Yes. Beginning next week, you stop being just an ordinary pilot, and you become an executive. Oh, there's no limit to what it can mean, Rusty. Probably even a vice president in a year or so. Of course, you'll
Helen, wait a minute. What's that about me not being a pilot any longer?
Why, of course, you do. Well, you'll still fly some, of course, mapping routes and things like that, but you won't do just humdrum flying.
Oh, I won't do humdrum flying, huh?
Well, darling, aren't you happy about it?
Well, yeah, sure, I guess I am, but, Helen, there's just something I want you to understand.
You needn't say it, Rusty. I do understand.
You do understand?
Oh, of course, my dear. I always promised myself that the man I'd marry would be one who loved me so much that he just couldn't find words to tell me so.
Oh, you promised yourself that, huh?
Yes. And darling, this was really selfish of me, fixing this all up with Dad.
Yeah?
Well, you see, I wanted you to be an executive so that I could see something of you. If you think I intend to share my husband with a lady in the moon, you're mistaken. I want you down on the ground with me.
You do, huh?
Oh, yes, Rusty. Well, there's an old custom when people get engaged that...
Sure.
Why, Rusty, darling, aren't you glad?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Sure, I'm glad.
The curtain has just fallen on Act One of Misty Mountain with James Stewart and Jane Bryan. We'll continue with Act Two in just a few seconds. And if the men in our audience will listen very carefully during those few seconds, I think we may be able to help them solve an important problem. All right, John Conti?
You know how much store your wife sets by those little extra courtesies you show her. How delighted she is at any unexpected thoughtfulness. And you know, too, how often you've wanted to bring home some little token of your affection and, well, you've been undecided on just what to choose. Well, next time, why not take home a lovely piece of silverware? Fine silverware is always a welcome gift to a woman, and more than ever welcome when it helps to build a service not yet entirely adequate for her entertaining needs. Or, if you know that the silverware your wife has is not really very good silverware, why not choose a special occasion and give the Silver Theater set in 1847 Rogers Brothers' most sensational silver plate pattern, First Love. She'll be thrilled to read the distinguished name of 1847 Rogers Brothers on every lovely piece. Thrilled, too, to see the sterling-like detail of that beautiful First Love pattern. And you, on your side, will be surprised to learn that you can get this gorgeous 62-piece silver plate service for only $59.75. A saving of more than $14 over open stock price. Let your silverware dealer show you this 1847 Rogers Brothers service tomorrow. And tell you what easy, convenient payment terms can be arranged. For here is a gift to be enjoyed every day for years to come. The gift of America's finest silver plate, 1847 Rogers Brothers.